On the question whether or not there's an Iser Geneva and Gezela for Karka, just very quickly, obviously look at the Rambam and the question of Asagas Pahul that we already touched on, and that's, again, a little bit of the Shaka Matari in the beginning of the Perek. Again, start already that Shaka Matari, but Yatsa Karka, Yatsa Vadim, Yatsu Shtaros. And in connection with that, also Tosas and Bab Metzia, Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, that same sugya that we've been doing, but on non ribis, etc., Dibur Maskel Ella, and the Shita Mekubetzes there in Bab Metzia. Again, in the old Shita Mekubetzes, it's page 290, and compare that with the Ritva also in Sukkah, Lamid Aleph Amid Aleph, the Ritva Sukkah, Lamid Aleph Amid Aleph, Dibur Maskel Tan Rabbanan Sukkah Gezula. On Avadim, also just a very little bit, the Raivin Hilchos Gzela, the Rambam and the Raivin Hilchos Gzela, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. Again, we'll be doing that more extensively when we talk about Yush of Avadim and Yush of Aveda and Yush of Gzela. But again, just to be familiar already with the discussion of the Rambam and the Raivid, you can leave the Rav Chaim for the later discussion of Yush and Shinui. But at least the Ram and the Rabbi should be seen. Also, the Rajba in Bava Kama, Alatar, Samach Gimla Amid Aleph Divrei Maskel Chad Lemute Karka. Chad Lemute Karka. And regarding the Tosas of Achtaros, Samach Gimla Amid Aleph, we already made reference to it, and the parallel Tosas in Shavuos, Taf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, and the Grach Alashas on Bava Kama, here, Samach Gimla Amid Aleph, is discussion of that. And those who were here last year will recall, hopefully, when we discussed the sugya of Osios Niknos ben Nasira. So we discussed the Rav's discussion of that in the Shiurim Lezecher Avamari. He also has a reference to, or an expanded reference to the idea of Rav Chaim about there being two types of values to every shtar, three types of values to every shtar: the value of the paper, the value of the chov that is represented by the contract, and the value of having the contract. That's essentially what Reb Chaim is about. So he discusses it from some other perspectives. Just would be worthwhile to remember that as well. And that's in terms of some of the permutations of Gzela, where you have a Maisa or an Iser, but not necessarily a Kinyanim. We made reference to that very, very briefly. Just look also at the Sugyan Bava, we made reference to this right, but it's the Sugyan Bava Kamadav Tzadi Chesam Aleph, Amar Rabba Hazorek Matbea Shol Chavero, until Hashava Boi Me'avid. That's the Gemara there. And also Tosas in the Ravid there, in Bava Kamadav Tzadi Zayin Amar Aleph, Dir Masla Hatokev. And Tosas in Bava Kamadav Nun Vav Amadbeis, Dir Maskal Pshita. Okay. And also look at the Ram and the Ravid, Hilchos Gneva Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. That'll be, I'll try to go through that quickly, and then I want to also speak a little bit about Gneva Snefesh, and then basically we're going straight. So that should take us through. Okay, the last thing that we discussed on Thursday was the issue of, we're in the middle of the issue of Pachas Mishav of Pruta and Ben Dalach. What we've seen so far is that when it comes to the Rechiv of Zelas Ben Noach, there are some discrepancies, apparent discrepancies between Ben Noach and Yisrael, and we've been trying to analyze them to try to understand the scope of those discrepancies and the significance of those discrepancies. And what we've seen so far is Pachas Mishav Pruta appears to be, in its own right, a discrepancy. Then, of course, there's the Rechiv of Misa, which is part of a larger issue, in Ben Noach, but especially if there are exceptions to that, as we discussed in the Ramban, in Dinin, so it's worth revisiting. And even if not, the fact that something is included on a list of Chiyuv Misa, even if the entire list is Chiyuv Misa, but the decision to be selective to apply certain things to that list is still surely somewhat significant, or it might be. So Chiyuv Misa is important, Pachas Mishav Pruta is important. The question of Hashava is more of a factual question there. When the Gemara says in a few places that Gezel of Ben Noach is not Nitan Lihishava, what exactly does it mean? As we discussed already, Does that mean that his shavon doesn't get you out of the misa, but there is a chiyuv hashava? That's the view of some Rishonim. Does it mean that there's no hashava, period? Even bein akum la'akum, or ben noach la'ben noach, and simply ben noach to Yisrael. That would be the other extreme. Now the question is, because there's no gzeras akasa of being marbe hashava, in which case it's part of a larger discussion of hashava. Is Hashava Svara? Is Hashava Gzeres HaKasuv? What happens if you don't have Gzeres HaKasuv? Are you going to apply the halacha anyway? That's the view of some Rishonim. Or does it have to do with the nature of Gezel Benoach, not being so much a, what I called a Choshe Mishpat type of halacha, but a kind of Yoredeya type of halacha for Benoach, meaning it really is a capital offense. It's not about the money. It's about the undermining or encroaching of the other person's sanctified territory, which is expressed in money in this case, but it really isn't about money, etc. So that's another whole issue. Or are we mechalek between Shel Benoach and Shel Yisrael? Does it have to do with Mechila? Does it have to do with Kamlei Bedrab Minei? There are several options here. We discussed that already. And then finally, the issue of Kinyanim, also tomorrow's discussion about the connection between the Mashiach being effective for non-Jew and not. And that has to do, again, with two things. Number one, with why and to what extent Kinyanim are critical in Gezel Shel Yisrael. Is that a Shir Maisa Gzel or Gneva, or is it part of the Mechayiv? Is it part of the Din of Rebach? There's also an aspect there of the Mashiach being a Kinyan. Whereas in Benoach, maybe it's a Lekicha, but it's not a Kinyan, or maybe Lekicha from a Choshe Mishpat point of view isn't what's Koveya. Certainly, maybe the Hefsid or the Rebach isn't what's Koveya, etc. How Mufka is it? And that's we had the two discussions of Tosis in addition to the Havamina and Maskana of the Gemara. In addition to that, we also saw that there are other aspects that emerge and that surface, and particularly according to the Rambam, that Gnevas Nefesh is included, Schar Sachir, and Ifas Toar. All of these that we had the discussion in Sefer Chinuch, basically it all comes down to, these are some apparent discrepancies that seem more obvious, others that are a little more tentative. The question is there a pattern which establishes that in Benoach, Gezel is a different kind of crime? It's not a Choshe Mishpat crime at all. And even if in Free Yisrael it's more than a Hefsed Mamon crime, but it's still a Choshe Mishpat transcendent crime. Whereas in for Benoach, I'm suggesting that it may go further than that, and that's basically what we were discussing. In terms of the issue of Paptim Shav Pruta itself, just two other quick haros, and then let's get back to Yisrael of the Paptim Shav Pruta. Number one, who mentioned to me about Tashiurim? About the next Rambam? Whose haro was that? About Avram Nachai?
Oh, what?
Who mentioned that to me? There's so many people who made comments, which I don't remember who said what. No one wants to take credit? But then maybe the difference between... who was it?
You?
Ari, was it you?
No.
Yeah? Somebody made a good comment. I'm sorry, I just slips my mind exactly who said what sometimes. That, maybe in general, if you look at the Rambam, the continuation of Hosea Malachim, that... anonymous, I guess. Somebody's very humble. But it's an interesting horror. Just in general, maybe the difference between Pachas Mishav Pruta and Lamala, maybe the Rambam intends to link that to the general idea that Shiurim don't apply to Bnei Noach. That would be an interesting other perspective on Baruch Dov, was it you? No? Okay. So remember who was there at the time. But, so I think that's something to look at and, to look at further. The other thing is that Michael, Michael also made a comment to me, Michael Stein, that if you look in, according to what we were suggesting in the Rambam, which is that the Rambam is really trying to say all of this by saying, Mash Enkein B'Yisrael, and then after that, speaking about Gneva Gonev Menaganov, the whole Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Tes is the Rambam's way of saying that Gezel of Benoach isn't just factually different than Yisrael in the sense of Kiv Misa, and being a little more inclusive, but the whole point is it really has a different mechayev. Mash ein kein be Yisrael means that, the fact that Yisrael, these are all separate Isurim, Oshek is separate, and Gozel is separate, and Gonev Nefesh is separate, and so on. In fact, that they're all these differences reflect that this is a capital crime for Ben Noach. It's just a different orientation completely. So he just pointed out, I think, a nice ha'ara, which is that the Rambam says Masha'en came to Yisrael, and then the very next line is when he speaks about Pachas Mishavakunta. Instead of including the Masha'en came, instead of putting the Masha'en came to Yisrael after the Pachas Mishavakunta, since that's one of the most dramatic differences between Gezel Ben Noach and Gezel Yisrael. So why not include that on the list together with the Masha'en came to Yisrael? Am I quoting you properly?
Goes together with the reason why there isn't.
That's the suggestion why, but that's the problem you're raising.
Right, it's not mentioned after Mashiach.
It's mentioned. It's mentioned after. Yeah, have Mashiach can be strong, and then the Rambam speaks about the halacha of Pachas Mishavakunta.
Right.
So Michael wanted to suggest, go ahead, and maybe that's because.
It's because that is the Jew and non-Jew. The Rambam says it's also not Torah. It's an issur, but it's not a law, because there is a maisa avir, there's a maisa makifa element. So that part, the Jew and the non-Jew share with regard to the.
And in a way, they right exactly. In other words, maybe the Masha Ein Kain precedes the Pachas Mishavakunta, because the Pachas Mishavakunta does apply factually somewhat to Yisrael, albeit again, which is why it's a good ha'ara. Albeit in a different way, because for Ben Noach it's a full-fledged gezel. For Yisrael, this we're going to discuss now, that's what we have left to discuss in this topic. For Yisrael, it seems like it's not a full-fledged gezel. So one might have thought, oh, that is good reason to put it before and include it in the Masha'en Kein Yisrael. But I think what Michael's suggesting is that maybe whatever is asur in Pachas Mishavakunta be Yisrael is because of the similarity, at least, that it shares in that respect with Shelgai. Namely, the component of the Maisa Avera as opposed to the element of Hesed Mamon. So Dafka, the Rambam, doesn't mention in the Masha'en Kein Yisrael, because it's kind of like a little echo in Yisrael of one of the reasons why Akum, or Ben Noach, is more. That's kind of what you were saying? So I think that's a good horror. That brings us nicely, I think, into the next point. Again, which is, again, so far we've discussed the Ben Noach and the discrepancies. Now we should return to Yisrael. So normally Ben Noach, Pachas Mishavakunta, is one of the distinctions. But the fact is that Shel Yisrael is also seems to be usher. So how do we understand that? So first of all, I think the first question to ask is it true? Is it really true that there's an Isser Pachas Mishavakunta, the Yisrael? If there is, then the next step is to figure out what it's based on and what its significance is. But first, is it really true? I mean, maybe the discrepancy really is complete. And certainly, Ari, if you took one Gemara, one's impression, if you only had one particular Gemara, you would walk away with the impression that there really is no such thing as an Isser Pachas Mishavakunta Leben Noach. Right? Which Gemara? Or am I wrong about that?
No.
Okay.
Test.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, if you have it there, just to give us the. Well, you don't have to even read it. We read it a few times. You're 100% right. Sanhedrin Nun Tes Amud Aleph. If you only had that Gemara, go ahead. Yeah, the conclusion as well as the question that it's responding to, which is. Yeah, that's the Gemara that says, as we've already discussed, is there anything where Ben Noach is more chamor than Yisrael? After all, how could that be? And the Gemara says, well, there is. There's Yipas Toar. So the Gemara says, La b'nei kibush. And then the Gemara says, this Pachas Mishavakunta and Gezel. So the question was, the Habamina was, that Pachas Mishavakunta and Gezel is a chumra and kula issue for Ben Noach and for Yisrael. So what's the Gemara's answer? So it sounds like the Gemara, from the question, it sounds like this is the language of the Gemara is that it's mutter liYisrael, and it's asur la'akum. Not only asur, it's chayiv la'akum. It sounds like it's not even asur with Yisra. And especially if you take literally B'nai Mechila. So, whatever it means, whether it means that there's actual Mechila or it means that there's no Shei Mamon, it sounds like Yisrael Shogazal Mi Yisrael Pachas Mishal Makuta is Mutter Legamri. Indeed, who focuses on this, as we already noted last time, Ari, which we've shown? The Rama, exactly. So the Rama asked the Stira, because if you look carefully at the Gemara, the other Gemara, which seems otherwise, is the Gemara on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, right? The Gemara two Dapim earlier. There the Gemara seems to say that Shel Yisrael, the Yisrael is Asur, it's just not Chayiv. Shall Benoach li Yisrael, or shall Benoach li Benoach is Chayiv? Shall Yisrael li Yisrael, it sounds like in the Gemara, is Asur. Correct? So it seems to be a stira between two Gemaras in Sanhedrin that are two Dapim away from each other. So there are two deos in the Rama. What are the two deos?
Yeah, Israel,
even on the Sugya Nun Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara seems to say that it's Mutter, so what are they talking about? Not Le'inyan the Iser, but Le'inyan the Chiyuv Mamon, Min Hashav. That's one day in the Rama. But then it comes out, according to the Rama, that's the discrepancy. Mashma de lo svirla kedra papa, the saviluk mi kiyotsu ba negezo pachs mishonu pruta, the tani Allah, Yisrael, be Yisrael, asur, iba yisema, filu tema, kedra papa, hasam kamayri lechatchila, vahacha kamayri bidi evet, be gazel, e pachs mishonu pruta, hi a gazel Yisrael, who shari le lach zukebei, vi kuti hu asur lach zukebei. So it would come out according to the according to that day in the Ramah that Yisrael be Yisrael, there's no Hashava, but Akum, but Benoach le Benoach or Benoach le Yisrael, there's a Chiyuv Hashava. So that's what the Ramah doesn't like. Miu Pashta Dishmaitza Lamashma El Lechatchila. Number one, the Gemara sounds like it's talking about Lechatchila, and yet it's distinguishing between Gezel Goy the Gezel Ben Noach, which means a Gezel Yisrael Pachim Sharputa is not even Asr Lechatchila. The Su, the Eved, the Kuti, Minole, the Asr, if it really means Hashava, how do you know that such a thing even exists? The Hechan Huzru Ben Noach, Lahashava Sagzela? Where do we have such an Isr to begin with? So basically, that's the issue that we already discussed. Do you need Xeris Akasu? To teach you that's the fact that you take something that's not yours automatically means that you have to return it. You don't need Xarsa Kasim, such a thing. So that belongs to a larger issue, which we will discuss. Pachas Mishava Pruta, Gezel Goy, Gezel Avadim, other such, Kamle Bidraba Mine, what is the status of Chiyuv Hashava? But basically, what emerges is 2 days in the Ramah. According to one day in the Ramah, it's Machlokas HaSugyas. And according to the other day, everybody agrees that there's an Iser, and the discussion here, the discrepancy is with regard to Hashav, correct? Who, anybody else pick up on this issue of Sanhedrin and Zion and Sanhedrin and Tess? The portion that you saw? Not the Rishonim. The only one in the Rishonim who asked the question is the Ramah. But basically, we have a similar discussion. You know what I'm saying? The Lecha Mishnah. Very good. The Lecha Mishnah in Hilchos. Which one? Zela? And what is he saying? Very good. Either we don't hold like a papa, which is his way of saying the machlokas hasugyas. He says that's a luxury that we don't have for the Rambam, because the Rambam seems to pass like our papa. Right? So what do we do? Yeah, exactly. But what's perfectly clear from the Lecha Mishnah and from the Ramah is that both of them think that the simple reading of the Gemara in Testament Aleph and a potential psak l'halacha could be that there is absolutely no Isur whatsoever in Papas Bishav Pruta Yisrael Yisrael. Yeah.
I'm just thinking, I don't know if I mentioned this in the Zion, the word discusses Yisrael and Tussi.
Right.
And so presumably the fact that when the test is talking about saying Kiva, saying Israel, Israel, there's, you would have some way of formulating the needy on the test saying Israel, Israel, you might have been on saying the Israel, Kusi.
I lost you. One second. The Israel on Nun Zion, basically, what we seem to be saying is that the Gemara earlier says, seems to say that Yisrael, be Yisrael, is also, just not Chayim. That's the language of the Gemara. Right?
Yisrael,
be Yisrael also. So, and whereas on Nun Tes, what we're saying is that, you know, Mi Kimidi, that Yisrael, be Yisrael. Right? That's the. Okay. So the point is that according to Lecha Mishnah, according to the earlier, according to One Day in the Ramah, there is a possible psak, just not the Rambam's, that that pachos mi pruta Yisrael would be muta legamer. If that would be the case, then you know the conclusion would still be open to interpretation. In other words, if you said there's no shei mamon, we'll say that, you know, not only is there no hefsid, but maybe if there's no hefsid shei mamon, then there's not even a ma'isig zela. I ben Noach. Either there is a chafta shal mamon for ben Noach for the reasons that we discussed, or even if there isn't, right? Because it's more than a choshen mishpat ma'isa avera, as I said. So maybe the ma'isa avera lekicha sachefet mershus or mina bailin is not defined in a choshen mishpat way, even vis-a-vis the chafta. So there's it's considered a ma'isa even if there is no shame mamon. That would be the explanation, as we discussed, the various things that we discussed. But then the discrepancies of Israel and Benoach are simply across the board without any kind of without a distinction. If you take the second day of the Ramah, or you say that the Rambam, or the Rishonim Paskin, like the Sugan and Zayin of Aleph against Nun Tesam and Aleph, so then we're in an interesting situation, because we invested so much time trying to show how Ben Noach is different. Now it turns out that within Yisrael there are two levels. There's the level of Chiyuv, and then there's the level of Iser. So how do we handle that? What is the significance of that? Right. So here I think there are several formulations that are possible. One is that in one extreme, that basically there's an Iser Gamor. And that what we said about Benoach, at least on the Shavapruta part, Pavasim Shavapruta part, really applies to the fundamental Iser of Gneva and Gezela of Yisrael as well. Except with one small proviso, and that's where it comes in, and that is no Ashava. Right? Yisrael be Yisrael, there's no Ashava, because there's Mechila, or for some other reason. But in terms of the Iser, it's the Iser of the Lav itself. The Losase of Losignovu or of Losigzol includes Pachas Mishavapruta as well. That would be possible. And I think if we only had the language of the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed, that is the conclusion that we would legitimately reach. In Kuf Lamed, the context of Ashavas Gzela. So there, the Chinuch says, Shor Shemitzvah Yadua, Dineha, Kigon Mashomer Zecharnim Bracha, Kamati Agzela Shishai, Bagzela La Ashiva, Kol Gzela Ashava Pruta. Pachas Mikan, Afri Bishavar, Lechakara, Eina Betora Sishava. Problem is that he adds a Kamoshi Nichta Barucha La Dilotigza, where he writes differently. But if you only had the formulation here, certainly the impression, in a way, it's a legitimate way to say it, and he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Zayin Amud Aleph, is the requirement of Shavaputa is a special requirement of Hashava. But it's not necessarily a qualification of the Lav itself. To violate the Lav, you violate the Pavas Mishavaputa. It's a Dinan Hashava. Again, Kamati Hagzela Sheyischayev Hagozel Hashiva, the answer is Pruta. But Kamati Hagzela V'yavar Alalav Shelo Sigzal Alo Signovu? Kolshu. That's certainly what it sounds like if you only had the Sefer Achinuch right here. And I think that is legitimate perspective according to some. If you look at the Chinuch on Reish Chavtes, we get a very different impression. But the truth is, we get a different impression on the other point as well. Again, Kuf Lamed, as we know, that's when the Chinuch says, Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim, the Mechila really means that Klal Yisrael are Mochel and the non-Jews are not Mochel. In Reish Chavtes, we just have, in general, a different perspective here. Chinuch says, Midinei HaMitzvah, Ma Shomu Zecharnim Lebracha, Isur Daraisa, Ligzol Afilu Kol Shehu, Avalav Delo Sigzol, Enochal, Elo B'Shava Pruta. Ki HaTorah Lo Techayev Ele B'Davar Shehu Mamon, Upachs Mishava Pruta, Eno Nikra Mamon. Aval Mikomokom Asur Hu Dvar Torah. So what's the basis of the Isur if it's not included in the lab? So that's where he adds, and I think he's the first one to say this, then the Kesa Mishnah and Magen Mishnah said it on their own, Kemo Chatzi Shiur She'in Lokan Allah V'hu Isur Daraisa. But I think there's a certain consistency here, even though, again, in Kuf Lamed he says, I'm going to speak about this in Reish Chavtes, but there is still a difference in the way that he formulates it. I don't know why that is, but I think factually it is. I mean, the differences are in 2 points, and they're, I think, obviously connected to each other. In Reish Chavtes is where the Chinuch has this stronger formulation that Pachas B'Shava Pruta is no shame mamon. And it's there also that he says that the requirement of Pruta is a requirement for the Lav, not just for Hashava. It's in Kuf Lamed, where it's all about Rachmanim B'nei Rachmanim, so there it sounds like Pachas B'Shava Pruta is mamon. Right? The only thing is that there's Mechila. That's what it says here. Ava Bishava Lisa Torah, Kogzen Lashava Prut, Enu Torah Sishavon, Kamosh Yichta Baruch Alab Losimzal, She Yisrael B'nei Avram, Yitzchak B'Yakov, Nedivim, B'nei Nedivim Haim, Yadua Adavar Shakol Shepachsim Shava Prut, Afil Onishim Yisrael, Mikim Shemigzon Menu Mochaloso, Ve'en Chefzo Acharov Klav. Sounds like there is a shame mamon, but Klal Yisrael is such an admirable nation that even an Ani Shebaniyim, what do you mean Ani Shebaniyim? If the real point is, like he explains it in Reish Chavtes, which is that there's no shame mamon, so then it's more than a low plug. I mean, what do we care whether it's Ani, Shebaniyim? The fact is that in the monetary system that prevails here in this place and time, this doesn't have a shame mamon. It has nothing to do with whether you're an Ani or an Asher. It can be the most debased Ani, and it can be the cheapest person in the world and the most makbid as well. It would make a difference. Simply, there's no shame mamon in this legal system, in this monetary system. So the whole Sefer Chinuch in Kuf Lamed sounds like it is, like he says, B'nei Avraham Avinu, Nedivim B'nei Nedivim, it's an act of Mechila. So if there's a shame mamon, then why can't Gneva or Gzela, the Lav, include Pachas Mishava Pruta? It could in every way. The only thing is, there's no God can be a din of Hashava. Hashava depends practically on whether or not people are makbid or not. And since Klal Yisrael B'nei Avraham Avinu are not makbid, so that's the end of the story. But in Reish Chavtes, where he's saying two things, I think they're certainly linked. It's not a coincidence. Here he's saying, Lav Shem Mamonu. So therefore, he's more comfortable formulating it as there's no Avera, there's no Iser either. Aye, but if that's the case, what's it based on? So his answer is Chatzi Shir. The truth is, if you look at the Rambam, how does it sound in the Rambam, Simi? The Rambam says Kol Shehu, okay, I mean, that's true. That just means less than a Pruta. But does it sound like the Rambam holds A? Number one, is there an Iser? For sure, that he says Kol Shehu, there is an Iser. He mentions it both by Gneva and by Gzela. As for question number two that we're raising, which is, and it's an important question, it's not just a technicality, is it an Iser that is included in the very Lav itself, except that there's no Hashava? Or it's not included in the Lav, it's a lower level, it's a secondary kind of Iser after the Lav? Which halacha is in Gneva does he put it with?
Gneva?
Hmm? To together with what? We already mentioned this, but
Almanas
Lemekat, Skok, right? Where he concludes in the end, Shelo Yargil Atzmo Bekach. But that's, so how does it sound to you? Like it's like Kuflamet of the Chinuch or Resh Chavtes of the Chinuch? I'm not saying that it's identical to the explanation of the Chinuch, why it's Aser, but is it a part of the Lav or?
Sounds like it might be separate.
Okay. But we'll see in a second. I think it's somewhere in between. That's the Nuchas Gneva. What about Gzela? The one that you're referring to, again, in Nuchas Gneva, it's Kala Gonev Mama Mishava Pluta Mala over Alo Sasation Emelo Signovu. Noach? Or, So the truth is that the Rambam's treatment of Pachus and Shavapruta in Gzneva and Gzela in this case is parallel, in the sense that in both cases he omits it from Halacha Aleph and he includes it in Halacha Beis in the same formulation. And there's the implication, if you only read Halacha Aleph and you didn't have anything else, is that there's no Issa Daraisa of Pachus Mikuta. Then comes Halacha Beis, Asur Lignov Kolshu Din Torah. So it's Asur, but it's Din Torah, but he doesn't quote the Lav. But Asur Lignov Derech Schok, O Lignov Amanasa Haksir, O Lignov Amanasa Shalem, Hakal Asur Shaliyargal Atzal Bekach. Then in Gzela again, Kolagozos Chaver Shavputa Over Blosa Se Shanemar Losigzal, the implication being only if it's Lamala, and then Halacha Beis, the Asur Ligzal Kolshu Din Torah, Afilu Goy Avad Avad Azara, Asul Gazlo O La Ashko, Im Gazlo Ashko, Yachzir. So there is a difference between the Rambam and Nuchas Gneva and Nuchas Gzela, and that is, what does he group Pachus Mishavaputa with? In Gneva he groups it with Amanas Lemekat, in Gzela with Gezel and Oshek Akum. Question is that more significant for Gezel and Oshek Akum and for Amanas Lemekat? Or for Pachus Mishavah Pruta? Sounds like it's the first and the second. It sounds like in both cases he thinks that Pachus Mishavah Pruta is not fully included in the Lab. It's not just a Chisaron of Hashava, but it is also in Torah on some secondary level. You know, it sounds like the Chinuch in Reish Chav Tes rather than the Chinuch in Kuf Lamed. Except that, does it sound in the Rambam like it's a Din of Chatzis Shir? Cindy, what do you think? Since you've gotten us to this point. It doesn't sound that way. I mean, it certainly doesn't sound that way if you're connecting it to Gezel Goy or to Amanas Lamekat. It doesn't sound like it's Chatzis Shir. The Chinuch says that it's Chatzis Shir in Kuf Lamed. The Magen Mishnah says it's Chatzis Shir. Does he say it? I think so. Yeah. Also, Lignov, Mefura, Sheperek Arba Misos, Vedin Pachas Mishar Puta Bimamon, Kedin Chatzis Shir Beisurin. That's Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, Nuchas Gneva. In Nuchas Gzela, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. A little more of an expansion here. Interesting issue. Kosu k'tzas min ha-mefarshim, dafka k'shir mai d'kopti bei k'tzas min ha-anoshim. Havalito min ha-chavila, kisein. Right? O min ha-geder, chatas boshinav, d'leik inish d'kopit bei, v'chihai shari. V'avze osur b'Yerushalmi, d'mai, v'imidas chasidus. It's how Kolshehu is Kolshehu. Okay. But either way, that's the Magen Mishnah's view. Magen Mishnah sees this as Chatzis Shir. It also seems to be the view of the, I think, the Keset Mishnah. Keset Mishnah also mentions Chatzis Shir, etc. If it's a Din of Chatzis Shir, let's analyze that for a minute. The Chinuch, Magen Mishnah, the Keset Mishnah, etc. So, if it's a Din of Chatzis Shir, what is the... Yeah, all right.
Is this included in the Chinuch that
Hashishir.
Right. Maybe. Right. That's true.
Yeah.
It's comparable to Chatzishir. Right. Maybe it's trying to actually. The Magen Mishnah sounds a little stronger.
Right.
If you had to, there's a little shade of difference. But the, I just think it's significant that the Chinuch is the first person to introduce even the parable of Chatzishir. And even if he doesn't think it's literally a Chatzishir, what does he mean? But I think your point is well taken, and maybe it can work into what we're going to suggest in the Rambam, which is when we speak about something as a Chatzishir, do we mean a quantitative Chatzishir or kind of a qualitative Chatzishir? I think that's what you're getting at. Am I putting too much in your... Okay, well, we'll get to it in just a second. Yeah. The name again?
Yoshua.
Maybe the reason that the Chinuch doesn't say it actually is Chatzishir is because usually with Chatzishir, it's that if you would have the shir, it would put you over the top towards Malchus, etc.
Right.
And both in your lab, but by Gizela, we don't have such.
Well, there's no Malchus, but you will violate, I guess, the full. I mean, everybody agrees that the full. Let's say Hashava. There'll still be enough Mina for Hashava. Right. So, I mean, I used to say, like, Chazir Litzdaruf. I hear what you're saying. I think it's a good point for another reason, which I'll get back to in a second. But I still think there's there's reason to look at it, maybe. As, Adam. Okay, right. Kedin Chatzishir Bisur. Okay. So if it's Chatzishir, or Din Chatzishir, you're right. I mean, it's not... The reason that they're a little hesitant is because we don't find... Number one, we don't find Chatzishir in Mamon. Right, the Chatzishir that we discuss in the Gemara Yuma is about Isurim. Even within the world of Isurim, you know, the Minchas Chinuch made especially famous the discussion of Chacham Tzvi, whether Chatzishir is limited to Machalos Asuros or will apply to other Isurim. So there are plenty of places to draw the line when it comes to the din of Chatzishir, Dafka Machalos Asuros. Or if you go from there to other Isurim, the idea that in a monetary context, you know, that the sheer mammon, that you're going to say chatzi sheer, that's a bit of a chiddush. That's number one. Number two, in addition to, you know, going outside of Macholas Asuris and even outside of Isurim, there's of course the question that the Chinuch himself has raised, or in light of the Chinuch that we should raise, which is, you know, if you're talking about a quantitative sheer, and less than the shear in terms of chiyuv, but it still has a shame and a significance as a maisa or as a cheftza, that's one thing to talk about chatzishir. But if we really hold that paksim shavah pruta isn't just about mechila, but it's about lack of shame mamon, so can there be a chatzishir? And itself is questionable. I think you're right. You're all right. The Chinuch and the Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah, they're all a little bit reticent, even as they're kind of going through it, this Chatzishir Ma'am, because where do you get the Isur from? If it's not part of the Pasuk, well, where does it come from? So we understand why Chatzishir is attractive, and then we also understand that once you say it, you say, maybe that's Machal Zasuris, maybe that's Isurim, and moreover, is it that kind of a Shir? Maybe it's a Shir and more in. The truth is, on both levels, you know. On the level of it not being a Shem Mamon, maybe you can't have such a Chatzishir. And on the level of it being mechila, so we'll say, well, if there's no kpeda, so where's the chatzishir? The answer might be, it depends how you understand chatzishir, and that's not our topic now, but just in general terms, what is the significance of, how do you understand chatzishir and chazi litztarufe? In the, Rabbi Yochanan explains, chatzishir is also minatara, because it's chazi litztarufe, so there's a huge machlokas rishonim and achronim, what exactly that means. Doesn't mean in the most practical sense, which is that if you keep adding up, so you're going to end up reaching a shear, and that'll be a terrible thing. A kind of a siag doraisa, if you will. Now, if that's the case, then, it doesn't really matter whether what kind of shear it is. We don't really care that right now there's no shame mamon, or no shame ochel, if that were to be the case in Machalas Asuros. What we really care about is that if you keep doing this kind of activity, you're going to violate the din d'oraisa.
Why? If the guy does this the second time, he's going to be over. He's going to start two chatzikrutos.
That's a question. That would be another question maybe to add.
No,
but that's a legitimate question to ask in Machalas Asuros too. But in Machalas Asuros, you say, "Oh, k'day achilas pras." Right. Here, I don't know. I think it's a question. We don't really know.
That's an interesting way of putting that.
Yes. Right. So I don't think it. Okay. Right. Oh, okay, so that, but that's a little, in that sense, if you interpreted that as being a kind of a siag, or even a siag d'oraisa, if that's all it was, then it would explain, meaning, the issue here isn't whether or not you're going to, you know, accumulate, you know, the d'oraisa, the issue is whether it's this bad habit which is going to lead you to the full violation, the basachas, at some point.
Right, so
right. Maybe we work that way, if right. You wanted to interpret that way.
Right.
That's what the Magen Mishnah and Kesef Mishnah might want to say about Shalei, I think Michael's point is very good, but Shalei Yargel, Atzel B'kach, is, don't ignore it and don't think it's only about Amin Asel Mekah. Maybe it really, they don't say this, but they don't not say it either. But maybe what it means is that with respect to the Chatzi Shir, you know, this is a bad habit. It's bad conduct, and it'll lead you one day to violate fully. In that sense, just like Chatzi Shir is a kind of a Siag D'oraisa, this is a Siag D'oraisa as well. I don't have to think if that's what the Rama means, as we discussed already, but if you, since the Lecha Mishnah, let's say, does, he thinks it's even Rabbanan, you know, then I think that would be a way of explaining all of this. My point is that the more you look at it in terms of actual causing tzerufei, Noah's question is a legitimate one, which is there really a mitzaref here? I'm not sure. In Gezel, whether there's a mitzaref. In Machos Asuro says that we have Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras to work with. I don't know. But this is something to consider. The other way to look at Chatzi Shir is that, you know, you can't be mitzaref 0 and 0 and 0, because 0 plus 0 plus 0 plus 0 is always 0. It always only works because what you're doing, even Pachos Mikashir, is a Maisa or is a Chafza. In which case, we have to ask ourselves, does that apply here in Geza? In any case, if we view this as really comparable to Chatzi Shir, whether it's kiddin or din, maybe the kid just explaining that it's a little different, but it's still comparable, it's still possible to say that all of this is irrelevant to the basic mechayim of Gneva and Gezela. And that for the discrepancy between Ben Noach and Yisrael is still absolute. Because there is an Isur, but this Isur is in the form of a Chatzi Shir. Let's take the perspective for the moment where the Chatzi Shir doesn't really reflect so much on the Aveva. Or just to throw out another issue, you know, the question in general, whether Chatzi Shir is an Isur Klali or an Isur Prati, which is a huge topic also, but it's connected to the first question of Chazim and Sarufe. Now, those who think that Chatzi Shir is never connected to the Shir Shalem of that particular Isur, that's the famous 2 days in the Ramban in Yuma. Gemara talks about Achilin also Akal Akal. So the Ramban says, you know, if you're a pikuch nefesh and you have to eat an isur, so you're supposed to eat the lesser of the two isurim. Machilin also akal akal. So the Ramban discusses in Torah Adam whether or not, and it's this is on the Delta, put it on the page in Yuma, whether or not akal akal applies also to Chatzi Shir. Or we'll say that all Chatzi Shir is the same. Again, if it's a Siag D'oraisa, or if it's an Isur Klali. The point is that there are many perspectives in Chatzi Shir which would either have this only as a Siag, or even if it's something more fundamental, would see it as something connected to the concept of Chatzi Shir, not to Lo Sigzol or Lo Signovum. In which case, the formulation that this isn't connected to the Isur, it's also Mishum Chatzi Shir, would be legitimate, and in turn we would also probably be saying that this doesn't tell us much about Lo Signovum or Lo Sigzol, which is why I don't like this in its own right for the Rambam, because as we already noted about Amin Asel Mekah, the Rambam quotes Amin Asel Mekah in Sefer Mitzvos, and from the Sifra it seems like it is connected to the Pasuk. So instead of taking either of the extremes, right? So for the two extremes, within the view that there is an Isur, let's say we have three shitas so far. There's no Isur at all, Sugin, Sanhedrin, and Pesam, and Aleph, is La Halacha. That doesn't work for the Rambam. The other extreme is, it's an Isur Gamor, it reflects totally on the Isur. The only difference between Benoach and Yisrael is in terms of Hashav. I think flows from the language of the Chinuch in Kuflamid, and I think consistently So, and it's certainly possible for others as well. Then the other extreme, which is, this is nothing to do with the pasuk of Lo Sigza or Lo Signova, but it is an Issa Daraisa based on Ke'ein or actual Chatzishir. What does that mean? Either a Siag of Chazin Litzarufe or an Issa Klali. There's something called Chatzishir, which teaches you, an Issa Chatzishir, which teaches you that anything that's potentially Mitzdarev or Pachas Mikashir is called an Issa Klali of Chatzishir. But again, it has nothing to do with Lo Sigzal and Lo Signova. So what I'd like to suggest is something in between, and that is, the Rambam put this in Halacha Beis, and he put it with Al Menas LeMekat and Gezel Akum, one in Geneva and one in Zela. He really did try to emphasize that it's not part of the fundamental lav of Geneva and Gezela, absolutely, but at the same time, he wanted you to understand that it is not unrelated either. Just like Al Menas LeMekat is not unrelated, and just like Gazalakum is not unrelated. What the Rambam is trying to tell us is there's a full Gneva and Gzela, and there is a qualitative Chatzishir, which is, this is what I meant by Oren's comment, he'll tell me whether I was wrong. There's a qualitative kind of a Chatzishir. Not, you know, you didn't do the full quantity, but you didn't do the full Mais Avera. Let's say there's more than one dimension of the Avera. And that, of course, gets back to what we've been discussing. And that is, there's an element of Gnebo Gzela, which is firmly ensconced in the world of Nezikin, which is where the Rambam puts it, and where the Mishnayos put it, and where it belongs in many respects. It's a Chosha Mishpat Halacha. And from that point of view, Pachas Mipruta doesn't qualify. However, there's an overlap to Ben Noach. So with Ben Noach, that's the whole story is the Maisa Avera. Right, and the attack on your fellow man. For Klal Yisrael, there are two aspects, and there is a lot of overlapping and integrating between them. Meaning there's a Choshen Mishpat part, but there's also a Yoredeya part. There's also a Maisa Avera part. The Maisa Avera part, without the Choshen Mishpat part, is not the full Lo Signovu, and it's not the full Lo Sigzal. But it is part of that story. It's halacha base of Lo Sigzal. And it's halacha base of Lo Signovu. And that's where Shalayar Gilatzma Bekach, you know, comes into play. Again, what we explained to Rambam and Aslan Ekad is that the Rambam holds that it's also. Again, the Mishnah asked the question, how come the Rambam doesn't quote Lo Signovu for Rambam and Aslan Ekad? That's the only thing he should have quoted Lo Signovu for, because Lo Signovu is not necessary for the Yisur Geneva. So what we tried to explain was the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam thinks that Al Menas LeMekat, the added dimension of Al Menas LeMekat, is what reflects the difference between Lo Signovu and Lo Sigzal, and what justifies it being a separate law of the Torah. But the Rambam still has to explain Shelayar Gilatzma Batach. So Al Menas LeMekat plays a very central role in Geneva, in that it characterizes what's unique about it. But that doesn't mean that it's a full Geneva in every respect, because it's still a lack of full hefsid in that case. And that is true, I think, for Pachos Mipruta as well. Now, whether you want to go so far as to say that the words of the Rambam, Shalayar Galatzma Bekach, apply also to the beginning of the Halacha, and not just Al Menas LeMekat, that I think would be really sensational. And then it goes to what Michael pointed out, except that now we're saying not Siag Daraisa, but this is part of the Geneva, part of the story of Geneva. And then it works out with what Michael Stein said also, which is that the Rambam's Mashein came Yisrael is then followed by something which is in a way highlighted in Ben Noach that applies to Yisrael, namely Pachas Mipruta. Yisrael has that aspect of the Yisur Ben Noach as well, but it's not the full story in Shal Yisrael. If that's the case, then it's in Halacha Beis. But then it's significant that it's connected to Al Menas LeMekat in Geneva, but it's not connected to Akum in Geneva. Whereas in Gzela, it is connected to Akum. And surely that raises the question about the role of Gezel Akum and Gneva's Akum, whether they are one and the same. I should also add that the Gra um, points out that the it also seems to hold that the Rambam holds that this is a din daraisa, but that it's not part of the actual lav. That's the gro in a few places. And this, of course, seems to be Shitas Rashi as well. Rashi in Sanhedrin. You have it open, Ari? Or oh, you have it? Go ahead. Nun Zainab al Divra Maskot Sierra Atzma, I think. Is that one?
Sorry,
we have to So Rashi also has this formulation that that it's asur, but it's not included in the full lav. But the interesting thing about Rashi is again that he bases that on nitam lehishavo. Rashi is somewhere in between. If you just were charting it. Between the simple reading of the chinuch without the reference in Kuf Lamed, and then the reference, and then the formulation later on in Resh Kaptes. Rashi says it's not, it's an Easter, but it's not in the lav. But the reason that it's not in the lav is that the lav is limited to dvarim shenitan alihishava, which one might say the full lav you only violate when there's also a monetary component. It's not enough just to have the. It's not enough to have just the rest of it. I say the Gra in Hilchos Gzela also likes this idea that it's not included in the full lav, but that it is an Issa Daraisa. Interestingly, he brings a raya from the fact that there's no Malchus. The Gra says, had Pachus Mishava Pruta been included in the pasuk of Lo Sigzol. Then there's every reason to think that it should be subject to Malchus. Because since it's not Nitan Lishavon, because it's Pachus Miprutas, ironically, you don't have the Ptur of Nita Klase, Nitan Tashlumin. Again, this is something that the Milchus Chinuch, as we know, speaks about. So you should say Yechai Malchus, which the Milchus Chinuch really discusses. So he says the fact that in the Sugyan Makos, it seems clear that there's no Malchus for Zela, period. Pachsim Shavaputa not being an exception, that proves that it's not included in the actual full lab, even though it is an Iser, even though it is an Iser Daraisa. Then he goes on to say, but if that's the case, so why is it that that it isn't included in the Mishnah in Hazav? This is, by the way, this Gra in Kosher Mishpat, but it's quoted in the Frankel Rambam. In Hilchos Gzela, he says the only thing that bothers him is why don't you say Chamisha Pruta Hosein? You mentioned Yotze B'dayanim, you mentioned Kiddushe Isha, you mentioned Hoda, right? All the things that we Ona. So why don't we mention Gezel? So that's interesting too. Why isn't it included in Chamisha Pruta Hosein? This is the Gra. Zen Muchach, Mehoda Mina Bemachos, Arexela in Lokan Mishumeshvo Tashlumin, Imay Popsum Shavaputa, Bechal Halosa say, Are you Lokan al Popsum Shavaputa? Shapopsum Shavaputa and Nitali Shava. Achmashalo, Koshiva Tana, Bahadi Hey Prutos, and Mishum Shasur Minatora, Pilo Popsum Shavaputa. But Mishnah Koshiva Lamashim Mutter Minatora, the Chaylin and Gneva. So it's very interesting. Basically, what he's saying is that even though in terms of violating the basic Iser, it falls short. It is a serious Iser Daraisa, which excludes it from the mission of Chamisha Prutasein, which I think by which he means that we're not just saying Chatzishir, you know, Asur Minatora, and even though from a Gzela point of view it's nothing at all, it happens to be Asur. I think what he's saying, what's better if what he's saying is, that this isn't included in Chamisha Pruta saying because on a certain level there is Gnevo Gzela Pachas Mishava Pruta, even as Gnevo and Gzela, not just as Chatzishir. The only thing is that it is deficient. It's lacking an important dimension. So I think the Gra, again, is by trying to answer two things at the same time, A, why is there no Malchus, but B, why isn't it in the Mishnah in Azab, is implying that this is somewhere in between. Just one more second. Frankel Rambam also quotes Rabbi Kiveger, who also quotes Rabbi Kaveger, who's again trying to answer the Lechem Mishnah's question, and suggests that maybe it depends on the Machlokas or Rishonim whether there's Hashava Bein Ben Noach Le Ben Noach. That is, whether the discrepancy between Yisrael and Ben Noach can only be in terms of Hashava or also in terms of Iser, may depend on that issue. So that's also an interesting discussion.
You were saying that Rashi understands that without a monetary component, it's not the law of Gezel, but you can understand that he's not talking about that. It's not mammon, but that it's not the shava, meaning that something which people aren't makbid to receive back is not going to be over on the Yisra.
What I am saying in Rashi is that the monetary component is important. Whether that's mechayiv in its own right, I tried to say it carefully. Whether the mechayiv is hefsed mamon, and therefore that's what's lacking, or it's what I said the other day, which is that even the maisa lekicha or netila, the maisa avera, but in Yisrael is defined by davar shemakpidin alav. From a mamonist point of view, as opposed to in a Ben Noach, where that Choshen Mishpat definition isn't even a component that goes into the Lekicha Sachefetz, I think those remain two options within Rashi. I'm not suggesting that the Mechayev, or part of the Mechayev, has to be Hefsed Mammon necessarily, which I think is equivalent to what you're saying. So that's why I tried to say it that way. But that there is a element of Mammon, at least at minimum for the definition of Maisa Lekicha for the Maisa Avera, I think that's something which emerges in Rashi. Okay, so now let's move on to Gezel Goy. We're going to stop in 2 minutes today, but we'll try to finish tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll the Hashkafa we'll try to do at 12:40. Okay, and then we'll try to finish off Gezel Goy. I say, in light of the Rashi, in light of the way that we've just suggested to interpret the Rambam, so the link of Pachos Mishava Pruta with Goy in Gezel and with Amanas Lemekat in Geneva is suggestive of the possibility, which again the Minchas Chinuch discusses, the possibility of a different role for Geneva and Gezela regarding Akku. That has to be understood. I mean, on what basis? Why should we say that Geneva's or Gezela's Akum is different or plays a different role? Since we're about to leave in a minute, so let me make it clear what I'm not saying. It's perfectly clear in the Rambam that Gnevas Akum and Gezelas Akum is also. And I think that it's pretty clear that that's Minat Torah as well. There are some discussions, we'll sum it up tomorrow when we go through the Shittos. As you know, there's a, basically, if you have to characterize it, Oren, what would you say? The evidence in the Gemara is the sugya is about Gnevas and Gezelas Akum. What do you mean by that? Well, the Gemara is such a Havamina. Does the Gemara maintain that Lamaskana? The Gemara Bava Kama of Kufid Gimel. The Gemara thought maybe there's a difference between a Ger Toshav and an Akum. Okay, there are several distinctions that the Gemara makes. So number one, Ger Toshav and Akum, we have to discuss that. Although the Gemara seems to reject it in the end in Bava Kama, but the question is whether it isn't relevant for other sugyas or the squaring of the evidence between different Gemaras. Right, the Gemara in Bava Mitzi uses the expression Amaleki, right? So what kind of non-Jew are we speaking of? That's number one. An idol worshiper who, you know, we have very low regard for, obviously, or a Benoach? Okay, that's an important question. And even within idol worshippers, again, the use of the term Amaleki is suggestive. Some Rishonim suggest the possibility of Shiva Amamim being like Chaya Kol Neshama, so, you know, maybe Shiva Amamim have a different dinim for a number of halachos. Whenever you have the issue of Benoach or Akum, so Shiva Amamim is another place. Losachanim, for example, some people think is limited to Shiva Amamim. Okay, so which kind of Akum we're talking about is one issue, but in terms of the overall, what else? What other issues?
Whether it's regular Gezel or whether it's Shiva Amamim alone.
Oh, the difference is between Gezel, what do we call that?
What do we call
Gezel? No, Gezel is Gezel. Hafkas Havaso. And what's the other category that's discussed also? Maybe even lower than Hafkas Alvasa? And same so again? Toes, right? Toes Akum. There are different levels that are discussed in the Gemara. But the this, what's that? Yeah, well, the Gemara speaks about toes. So the question is, what does toes mean? Does it mean deliberate, or does it mean not informing him of a mistake that he himself initiated? So we'll have to look at the Rambams and look at the Gemaras, and on this, we're going to do this all tomorrow. Not to spend too much time on it, but we're going to try to finish it off tomorrow. So there are different levels. We're talking about Gneva and Gezela. There's Oshek. There's Hafkas Havasa. Is Oshek and Hafkas Havasa the same thing? We would think so. No, for the Rambam, we think so. But the Gemara speaks about Hafkas Havasa. Is that the same as Oshek? We'll have to discuss that. So what kind of non-Jew is one question? What kind of, you know, improper activity is another question? There's also Avedas Akum, right? Avedas Akum, there's Tos Akum, which can mean more than one thing. There's Hafkas Havaso, there is Oshek, there's Gezel, there's Gneva. Okay. 100%. And even then, the evidence in some of the sugyas is mixed, right? I mean, if you take the Gemara in Bava Kama or in Kufyud Gimel, what impression do you get in Halacha? On the Gezel and Gneva, let's leave the rest of it out for the moment. Well, I mean, the Maskon of the Gemara seems to be that it's awesome. Unless you want to say that it's Mishum Kel Hashem, which that's what you mean by sometimes being Mutter. I mean, if there would be no Kel Hashem, or if not for Kel Hashem, it wouldn't be Mutter. But even then, it's easy to read the Gemara in Bava Kama as concluding that fundamentally, it's Asur, Ligno, Veligzol, Menachal. On the other hand, if you read the Gemara Yoshua, yeah.
Yeah, I was just wondering, when the Gemara asks the Gezalakum Mishari, is that only under Hilo or under Yishma?
Oh, okay. So we're going to go through the Gemara tomorrow. We'll go through it tomorrow. Let's just leave that for a moment. But 100%, that's an important question. But if you look at the Gemara Bam Metzia for a moment, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, on the base. What impressions does the Gemara make there, Donnie? Just, you know, the superficial impression, even. Like Bava Kama, or?
No.
Then we'll go through them quickly tomorrow. But what?
I think it's out there, some room to...
Not only room, but sounds Avi? Yeah, it sounds like we're Mimait Akum, based on Reacha, from Oshek and from Gezel. Separately, also, that's also interesting. Reacha, below Akum. So it sounds from the Sugya Bam Metzia, and what about the Sugya in Sanhedrin? Nun Zayin. The one that we just read. Jonathan? Also sounds like it's Mutter. So there are several Gemaras that sound like it's Mutter, Bam Metzia and Sanhedrin. And there are, then there's Gemara Bava Kama, it sounds like it's a machlokas, but then it's awesome. So the Rambam's own shita, yeah.
Isn't there like one Gemara which says that your master Mamonim shall actually put on except the Shemus and open it's like
mashmah
completely
with it? Yeah, that's consistent with the Gemara in Bava Metzia,
yes,
absolutely. So we'll discuss it tomorrow in more detail, but if you look at the, so there is clearly the mixed evidence about Gezel and Gnevas Akum, never mind the lesser cases of Oshek, Hafkas Havaso, Taos, and Aveda. Well, we'll go through each of them quickly tomorrow, and I don't want to spend more time, but I'm interested, not in the Sugya per se, but in the Sugya for what it's been, what it can bring to us, Bagnevan, Zelon, and Mechayim, and so on. On the other hand, if you look at the Rambam, what impression do you get? Strong impression? Jagi? Awesome. Rambam brings it, Kala Gozel, Schaver, Shavaputa, over, Velosase, Sigzal, and then halacha base also ligzal kol shudin Torah afilu goy over the barazara also legazlo o laashko in gazlo ashko yachsir. The Rambam seems to say there's hashava, there's isur. That's in Hilchos Zela. It's clear that it's asur, and I think it's in a halacha that it's asur. It's also ligzal kol shudin Torah. That's pachim kashin that we just discussed, and from there he says. So it's not like that's a din Torah. Now some of the Farshim would say that the Rambam only means Rabbanah. But the pashtus of Rambam Nuchas Gzela is that it is Doraisa. Even more so, Moshe. Even more so in Hilchos. What? Well, there's only one left. So the Rambam's language is that in Hilchos Gzela sounds like it's also in the Torah. But there it's at least in Halacha Beis. What about Hilchos Geneva? So the Psak of the Rambam is the question. How does the Rambam pass it? Well, Gezel and Geneva Psak. Ellie? Yeah. Kola gonev mama mishava pruto v'mala over lo sase shenem lo signovu ein lokan alav zeh shreinitan l'tashlumim. Right? Shaganat chiva osator l'shalem echad agonev mamon Yisrael o agonev mamon goy over the vodazara echad agonev as agadol o as akatan. Just like gadol and katan seems to be not only daraisa but part of the fundamental lav of lo signovu, so it would appear that gnevas Akum. So it seems that Gnevas Akum is part of a lav, whereas Gzelas Akum is also in Torah, but it's in Halacha Beis, it's not exactly a lav. So it's clear in the Rambam that it's pretty clear in the Rambam, that it's also in Torah, Pashas in the Rambam, but on what level? Yeah.
Does Din Torah have to mean Midoresa, or could it mean that it's predicated on...
There are some Achronim, we'll discuss it tomorrow, there are some Achronim who say that the Rambam only means, you know, Asmachta, but... Right, exactly. We'll discuss it. We'll discuss it tomorrow. So, I mean, that's why I'm leaving a little room for that, because I know that there are Mefarshim who, the Beis Yosef in Shulchan Aruch, there are Mefarshim who interpret this way. But the simple reading of the Rambam, al pi pshuto, is when the Rambam says something is also Din Torah, it's also Din Torah. But my point now is that it's even clearer in Gneva than it is in Gzela. In Gneva, it's in Halacha Aleph, it's part of the Lav. In Gzela, it's together with Pachas Mipruta, it's in Halacha Beis. And that might be significant. So we'll pick up this and finish up with it, hopefully, tomorrow.
Is it possible that we say that